From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev is pleading not guilty to 30 counts stemming from an attack that killed three people and left more than 260 wounded, some of whom lost their legs. Tsarnaev appeared in federal court in Boston for the first time since he was captured in mid-April. NPR's Tovia Smith describes a scene at the courthouse today.
The courthouse is mobbed. Two long lines formed early this morning, one for journalists looking to get in on the hearing, the other for members of the public. Some who I spoke to said that they were at the marathon, narrowly escaped without injury, and they wanted to come. And as one said, I want to stare Tsarnaev down and show him, this man said, that we are stronger than anything that he did. There were a couple of people in line who said they were here to show support for Tsarnaev, believing that he was being set up by the federal government, they said.
NPR's Tovia Smith. Tsarnaev's older brother Tamerlan died during a gun battle with police days after the attack, and both are accused of also killing a fourth person while they were on the run. The defense has rested in George Zimmerman's trial over the shooting death of an unarmed teenager in Central Florida last year, and the former Neighborhood Watch volunteer has decided not to testify.
Have you made a decision?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what is your decision, sir?
After consulting with counsel, not to testify, Your Honor.
Okay, you understand that no matter what counsel says to you, it's still your decision. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Zimmerman, in an exchange with the judge, he maintains he shot 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in self-defense. Martin's family argues the teen was hunted down and murdered. An attempt to restore lower interest rates on student loans failed in the Senate this afternoon. Rates doubled on July 1st after the chamber could not reach an agreement on legislation. We have the latest from NPR's Elsa Chang.
Senate Democrats had hoped to pass a one-year extension of the 3.4% interest rate to give themselves more time to find ways to make college more affordable overall. Republican Richard Burr of North Carolina was opposed to that one-year extension and is instead pushing a bipartisan plan that would tie the student loan rate to a market rate, the 10-year Treasury note. He says it's still possible for the Senate to come up with a plan before the August recess.
We've sent a couple of different options, and we're in conversations with the White House, with the Department of Education, and with Senator Durbin.
In the meantime, a 6.8% interest rate remains in place for subsidized Stafford loans. Most loans are issued in August and September, right before classes begin. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Today, U.S. stocks remain mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 8 points before the closing bell. It's at 15,292. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 17, nearly 0.5%, at 3521, and the S&P 500 up slightly at 1653. You're listening to NPR News. The CEO of the railway company that owned the runaway train involved in last weekend's fiery crash in Quebec is blaming it on a train engineer. Edward Burkhardt says that employee has been suspended without pay.
It's very questionable whether the handbrakes were properly applied on this train. As a matter of fact, I'll say they weren't, or else we wouldn't have had this incident.
The train broke loose and derailed several miles away in Lac-Mégantic, where an explosion ripped through several buildings, including a crowded bar. At least 15 people are confirmed dead. However, dozens more people are still missing and feared dead. Quebec's premier has announced a $60 million fund to help rebuild the community. The Securities and Exchange Commission has voted to do away with a ban on advertising by hedge funds and private equity firms. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports this would allow hedge funds to solicit investments from the public, but consumer advocates are concerned it could lead to more fraudulent or risky investments.
The Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act, or JOBS Act, passed last year, requiring the elimination of the ban on advertisements from private investment groups. And by a vote of 4-1, the commission adopted it. The lone dissent came from Democratic Commissioner Luis Aguilar, who echoed consumer protection groups, saying it could lead to exploitation of small investors and wanted stricter rules in place. The commission also voted to monitor the advertisements, despite Republican opposition that additional regulation would stifle business. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Dow Jones Industrial Average down 8 points before the close. It is at 15,292. This is NPR News.